Plug-in 2011 organizers blocked off a stretch of Cabrera Street outside the Raleigh Convention Center to show off a line of electric cars ready for a test drive. There were several, including the Nissan Leaf, the Mitsubishi IEV, the Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid, not even on the road yet, and the Ford plug-in hybrid Escape. But one of the longest lines was for a ride in the crystal red Chevy Volt. After proving I had a valid driver's license and signing a form claiming all responsibility if something bad happened, I hopped in. Stacy Riley of Chevrolet tagged along.
And what we'll do is we actually put our foot, we're going to get the vehicle started so the air will start. So if we put our foot on the brake and press the power button, we'll get the vehicle actually started.
Where's the power button?
Right here for you. And then I can go through several of the screens here. So now you can feel that the air is actually rotating now. So.
But my foot kind of...
Yes.
That sigh of relief was for the air conditioning, any air conditioning. There is also a power flow button, so you can see a chart that shows the battery power usage. It's about two-thirds full. The Chevy Volt can run on an electric charge for just under 40 miles before switching over to gasoline. It gets rave reviews.
I would like to mention that this is a high-efficiency Bose sound system.
Where are the speakers?
So smaller components... It's lighter weight and 50% uses less, 50% less energy. And I'll crank it up for you.
Okay. I love this song.
Come on, I'm in radio. Gotta check the sound system. Jeff Bargoot is the director of transportation initiatives for Advanced Energy based in Raleigh. The nonprofit is instrumental in helping to install electric vehicle charging stations across the triangle. Bargoot says this is a pivotal time in the history of the electric car.
Back in the 90s, people remember the EV1 and different cars, and those technologies weren't quite there. The batteries were expensive, the range wasn't right, and there were a lot of they weren't commonized standards for how you charge and things along those lines.
But now it's 2011.
And I think it'll be interesting looking to see the conversation change from people saying, why would you drive that odd electric vehicle into, why would you drive that slow, smelly gas car that you have to spend all that time in a gas station?
As much as consumers complain about the fluctuating price of gasoline, they're not totally sold on electric vehicles. For example, what if you run out of charge and can't find a plug? And the price tag could be discouraging. The Chevy Volt costs close to $40,000, the Nissan Leaf about $32,000. No one is officially saying how much the 2012 Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid will cost. But let's not forget the $7,500 rebate for going electric.
Right now, demand is far outstripping the availability of these vehicles.
Clay Perry is a spokesman for the Electric Power Research Institute in Washington, D.C. He says this year's plug-in conference is on the East Coast for the first time because the public needs to be educated.
I don't know the specifics of the demand in the Southeast. I do know that the president has set a goal that we should have at least 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2015. That's a very ambitious goal. It's going to be a stretch for the manufacturers to build the cars that fast.
So I'll be making a left?
Right. We'll be making a right here. And this will take us right back to the convention center. So we had a nice little acceleration there on Martin Luther. And now we're going through the subdivision.
My drive was smooth and quiet, just like in the Prius plug-in hybrid I drove earlier. They're electric. They're all quiet. Plug-in 2011 runs through Thursday. Tonight, the public is invited to come see for themselves. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.